Just tell me when I'm on, Ken. Just give me some kind of signal.
Will do. Do you want to do the intro tonight?
Just tell me when we're transmitting.
Okay. Do you want to do? Do you
I
wanna,
just need to know when the
right. But do you want to?
Theme song's over.
I will. I'll let you
so
know.
So I can begin the song, the show.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Just give me some kind of signal.
The theme song has a false ending, so be careful of that.
Maybe you should text me or something.
And when you start the show, you actually want to introduce the show, say like, "Welcome to 7 Second Delay."
No need.
You could then.
Our 18 fans are well aware.
No, I think a lot of people don't know what's going on.
You're right. We probably made some new fans during the Big Talent Show.
Right, right.
People discovered us.
So you say, "Welcome to 7 Second Delay," and then you
people
can say,
"People stumbled onto us. People fell in love with it. You could almost feel them falling in love with us." On Saturday night.
Oh my God! Is that what it was?
Well.
Oh jeez.
It feels just like nausea.
No,
it was love.
Yeah, God, I felt that. I did feel that during the talent show, and thanks to everybody who came out to the first 7 Second Delay Zoom talent show, and to all the performers.
They didn't have to come out.
Right.
That's the beauty of it.
And congratulations to Charming Disaster for winning the talent show.
That's right. That's right. Although there were many, many talented performers.
Yeah, but it went so well.
We had an embarrassment of riches.
It went so amazingly well.
Oh no! This can't end well. Oh no!
Yes, it went.
What are you gonna say, Ken?
What I'm gonna say is
I gotta brace myself. It went so well.
It went so well that you're all invited over Andy Breckman's house for a big party. Right.
Play needle. I bought some hay, some bales of hay. I bought 4 bales of hay. I have one needle.
Cool. We're gonna play needle in the haystack.
Gonna hide the needle in the haystack.
Oh, I can't wait.
The winner gets $4.
I want to paint the needle the color of hay, just to make it more.
Make it even harder.
Yeah.
Oh, that's much smarter than my plan.
What was your plan?
To paint the hay the color of the needle.
That'll take. Forever.
I get it. Now that you said it, of course I realize that. No, your way is better.
So what we would like to do actually is have a Battle of the Bands Zoom show next. And
it's another talent show?
Well, it's a Battle of the Bands.
So it's a pure music. It's a straight up music.
Yeah, it's no comedians, just bands. And the reason is that I've realized that a lot of bands are in one another's bubble so they can play together. During the pandemic, and comedians.
The band members, they're rehearsing. Yeah, that's right.
And they're dying for a chance to perform. So we are going to have a Battle of the Bands on December 5th on Zoom, and we'll have more information about that coming up.
Now, these are not solo performers. You're looking for bands.
Yes, bands. And that's December 5th. Easy to remember because it's Christmas Day.
I already know who's going to win.
Who?
My son Josh's band. But the big question is, and this is very suspenseful, who will come in second?
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Who will come in second?
What is Josh's band?
It's going to be so exciting.
The name of Josh's band again, I know.
Hold on, I don't know it offhand. Wait,
You don't know the name of your son's band?
He's going to kill me.
That's really awful.
He's going to kill me.
That's really terrible.
He's going to kill me.
Yeah, he is. We've played it. We've played it. Take your time.
Wait, now in Boston it was the Dotted Eyes. Wait, hold on, I forget the band in Maplewood.
Is it the Cross T's?
Is NRBQ? Is that a famous band?
That is a famous band. Yes.
Okay, it's not that.
Terry Adams.
Yeah, it's not that.
Hey, good job too with your band guessing game. You threw a real curveball out there. You picked an African American band. Good job.
I knew they'd be off your radar.
Well, everybody was expecting you to pick.
I know you listed you had a list of 18,000 bands and not one African American band on them.
Oh, quite the opposite. I honestly thought.
I knew it was a safe bet.
I honestly thought you were going to choose Livingston Taylor. That's
fantastic. Oh, I should have. Oh, that's fantastic.
That was my prediction.
Hey, I can get Livingston to play in the Battle of the Bands with his backup band.
Does he have a band?
I think he does, and maybe he'll come in second.
Yeah, that would be sad if Livingston Taylor didn't win.
Well,
boy, what a shame! What a shame that would be.
Well, Josh's band is pretty great.
Yeah, if we could only remember their name. Good
Lord.
They're
so good. They're so good. They don't need a name. I gotta get their name. Wait, I gotta.
You're never gonna remember their name. Never.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you are.
Why did I step in this? Like stepping on a landmine.
Yeah, man, it's like not remembering it's the name
worse,
of.
It's worse than walking over landmine. This is what I've done. I've stepped on a landmine and I've heard it click and arm itself, and now I can't move.
Yeah, it's like if your son wrote a book and you couldn't remember the name of the book, you know.
Oh, now I'm just gonna go crazy.
Yeah.
Is the Smithereens? Is that it? Could it be the Smithereens?
That is a band.
Yeah, okay, then that's it then, right?
That's your son Josh's band, the Smithereens? Does he play with Dennis Dyken?
I've heard of the Smithereens. Wait, hold on. No. Wait, is that a famous band?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay. No, it's not them.
Okay. Well, Andy, we have a topic tonight.
It's okay.
A topic you very much believe in, as I understand.
Well, this was Bethy's suggestion, but I think it might work, although there's a fatal flaw, of course.
Yes, there is.
We're looking for the... Yeah, I know.
There is a fatal flaw.
Believe me, I know. Wait, so we're looking for the song that you play, you crank up and play when you're alone in the car, when you're working off steam, when you've had a bad meeting, when you've had a fight with your loved one. It has to be when you're alone, right? What is the song you crank up to 11?
Could it be a psych up song that you play before, like, running a marathon or something?
Yeah, fine. It's a psych up song.
Yeah, fine. Okay, whatever.
Yeah. But you know what the fatal flaw is?
What?
Everyone will have the same song. There's only one song that really works.
For psyching yourself up?
Yeah.
What?
It's the Long Run by the Eagles.
I don't think that's the song. You'll
see. No. Everybody has the same song.
Yeah, no, that's not.
I used to worry a lot. I used to hurry a lot. I used to stay out till the break of day.
Yeah. Is that going to be the show?
And then you have to declare what your song is, and then you have to sing a few lines of it. But it'll be you'll see. I bet 4 out of 5 listeners will have the same song. It's the Long Run.
I do not think so. Is
the
that
greatest the, song to sing on your own?
I ever. Guess that's your song then. That's what you sing in the car.
It's everybody's song.
No, it's not. No, you're wrong. It's only your song.
All right, what song from the Eagles' last album is your song?
I have no Eagles songs. I'm sorry. I don't sing any Eagles songs.
I gotta get the lyrics to this thing.
Except unless I want to make fun of them, and then I'll sing "New Kid in Town."
That must make you feel so big. To mock the Eagles when you're alone,
yeah.
By singing the New Kid.
No, actually, I don't sing. I don't make fun of the Eagles when I'm alone.
I just want to give you a big hug sometimes.
I don't.
Oh, my friend, to mock the Eagles by singing.
Can I tell you a secret?
Oh, my friend, how old are you? Oh, where did things go wrong?
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah. Oh, that didn't get it. It was high time I quit it. I just couldn't carry on that way.
Good God. Hi, you're on the air.
I did some damage, Ken. I know it's true.
Hey, Andy, it's Danger.
Oh, Andy, I'm not Danger. Hey, Danger. Oh, this is a topic that appeals to Danger.
Andy,
hey,
this Danger. is a guy. This is Danger, but he's denying that he's Danger. This is just a. It's just a thing.
My name is Safe.
Hey, Safe. Danger's calling himself Safe now. Hey, Safe, how's it going?
Great.
Good.
Well, that's a pretty cool nickname if you think about it.
Yeah.
It's a great way to get kids into your van. Hey, kids, my name is Safe. It's my nickname. They call me Safe. Come on in.
Oh, man.
Check out my video games back here.
Yeah, Andy, you're going to have to white out the free candy on the side of your van and write safe. It'll be your safe van.
This is my friend. Guess what his name is, kids? His name is Safe.
So, Safe, what is your sing in the shower song?
Now, is it sing in the shower or is it?
No, it's not the shower. It's not the shower. The shower is where you sing "My Way" by Frank Sinatra. It's when you're driving and you're alone and you're cranked up.
Well,
and you're getting yourself either pumped up or you're angry at someone. You're mad at yourself.
Hey, Andy. Andy, let's safe talk. Let's safe talk, Andy.
What the hell could Safe offer? What could he add to this conversation?
Go ahead, Safe. Your turn to talk.
You Know My Name by Chris Cornell for Casino Royale.
Okay, You Know My Name by Chris Cornell.
Wait, the theme song from Casino Royale?
Yeah.
No! That doesn't work. No, that's
not
good.
Oh, my God, are you kidding?
Well, let's hear a little taste of it.
You want me to play it?
No, I got it.
That's about all we have time for.
I didn't hear. Did you really play it?
Yeah, I did. I did play it.
That's the theme song from Casino Royale?
Yeah. Safe, let's hear you do it.
Safe, that's the song you sing when you're driving and you crank it up?
I'm not very good with lyrics. So
come on, Safe. Give us just a little bit. Come on.
You know my name. You know my name.
Good.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Safe, for starting us off tonight.
It has to be a song you crank up so loud it bothers the people in the other lane at the red light. At the intersection.
Oh, well, you can't do that with The Long Run by the Eagles.
Oh, I did some damage. You know it's true. I didn't know I was so lonely till I found you.
Wow. I didn't.
Come on, sing it with me, Ken. You can go the distance. We'll find out in the long run. You know, it's a great band breakup song. You know, it was their last album and they knew it. They were kind of singing it about each other and to each other.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like when Lennon McCartney sang Two of Us during the Let It Be sessions.
Hmm.
That's a whole other subject, is bands that know they're breaking up and the song, the last songs that they write and sing.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
I got a song.
Hey, why don't you sing your version of The Long Run? Is that your song?
Can you hear me?
Is The Long Run your song?
No. It's not.
Liar!
Is it New Kid in Town?
It is not New Kid in Town.
Oh, what is your song then? We've
the song
eliminated.
I would like to contribute tonight. The one that I just can't get enough of, like, pumps me up. It's by a musical artist named Gary Glitter.
Okay.
It's not the obvious choice. It's not rock and roll song.
It's
part
not the
two.
Obvious choice by Gary Glitter.
It's a song called "Do You Want to Touch," or maybe "Do You Want to Touch Me."
Yeah, "Do You Want to Touch Me."
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like a child molester, so it's fitting.
Sorry.
He was a child molester, so that was kind of like his theme song.
Gary Glitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Wasn't he, I think? Okay, so go ahead and give us your rendition. Crank it up.
Okay.
And I'm going to put echo on your voice.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, let's go. Do you want to touch? Yeah, do you want to touch? Yeah, do you want to touch me? Except it's higher.
Keep going.
Do you want to touch? Do you want to touch? Do you want to touch me? That's pretty much it. It's
okay,
like that
great.
Over and over. I'm not sure if there's a verse.
No, that's it. I think that's pretty much the song.
So you're calling Gary Glitter a child molester? I don't even know the guy.
Yeah.
What is that based on, Kenny?
I saw him driving your van. That's all. That's the only thing it's based on.
He borrows my van on weekends.
So I'm assuming
he says he has a part-time job working for his uncle, construction.
All I know is I see him driving your van around. So
that's circumstantial.
Yeah, maybe I'm assuming too much. I don't know. Well, thank you caller. thanks for the Gary Glitter too.
Okay, now that you mention it, thinking back, he does whistle the Kenny Rogers "Young Girl, Get Out of My Mind."
See, more circumstantial evidence against Gary Glitter.
Wait, is Gary Glitter still alive? Are we opening ourselves up to some lawsuit?
No.
I don't even know Gary. Look, for the record,
yeah,
don't know Gary Glitter.
Uh huh.
Have nothing against Gary Glitter.
Right.
I'm sure he's a fine, upstanding, taxpaying citizen.
I do believe you and Gary Glitter have several friends in common.
Those little girls are lying. Gary, how can you say that about a guy who's alive?
I think,
in the business, really? Has he been accused of stuff?
I think he was convicted. I'm not sure.
Well, how can you say that if you're not sure? My God.
Was driving your van!
Do you think they're going to let a sheriff sell at least? Hold on.
Well, they let you guys share everything else. Why wouldn't they let you share
yourself? I'm talking about you and me. You're going to get me in such trouble here.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hold on, Gary Glitter.
Hi, I'm on the air.
Hi, Meyer.
No, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
He's alive. Oh, okay, hold on. He was in prison.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah,
he was in prison for downloading child pornography.
Okay, Ben, hang on. Andy's coming up to speed on his friend Gary Glitter.
Okay, he had child sexual abuse and attempted rape.
Okay,
in 2006, he was. Okay, he's a public hate figure. Okay, we're safe.
I'm safe.
Say what you want, buddy.
Okay,
you know, girl. You finally.
Then I'm going to say more.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
He was driving your van. And there were no license plates on the back.
You say whatever you want. He's now your comedy pinata.
Okay.
You go. You hit him as hard as you want.
Hey Ben, what's your singing in the car song?
Oh, singing in the car song. A good one is "Take This Job and Shove It" by Johnny Paycheck.
Oh yeah, it's a great one. Go ahead.
It's a good angry song.
Hit it.
Yeah, take this job and shove it. Because they ain't working here no more. I don't know all of the lyrics without hearing it.
I think my baby done left and took all the poison that I was saving up for.
Yeah, when I hear the song, I can pretty much do it all.
Wait, is that the lyric? He was hoarding poison?
Well, hoarding.
And his girlfriend took, he's upset that his girlfriend took the poison when she left?
Hoarding is a really loaded term, Andy. He was collecting poison.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say he was hoarding
That's
it.
That's not the lyrics.
Thank you, Ben.
Okay.
So it's not just the song that you sing in the car. It's also the song you sing and dance around the living room to when your wife is visiting her sister, when you're alone in the house.
Job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for.
Okay, so he wasn't hoarding poison.
No, she took the reason.
Okay, she took the reason. I thought it was poison.
And you manage a radio station. Is that, just correct me if I'm wrong, is that your job?
No, it manages itself.
It manages you.
I'm just a figurehead. It's on autopilot.
You dream of someday being a figurehead.
It's on autopilot. Hi, you're on the air. It's you. You're on the air.
Hey, Kenny, give the phone number out.
Oh,
You'll see what a difference it makes.
Great. 201-209-9368. That's the phone number.
It's the song you sing when your wife is out of town. And you crank up. And you, what if you're in the house and you know the neighbors are working, you're alone, no one's gonna hear? What song do you crank up? Wasn't that a great scene in the Tom Cruise movie where he sings the Bob Seger song?
Oh, in his underwear, yeah.
Yeah, what the hell was that movie? Oh my God, my little brain.
Risky Business.
Yeah, Risky Business.
Hey, thank you to Brian in Encino, California. Very generous pledge made to our Hellraiser. Thanks, Brian.
All right, Rock and Roll Never Forgets? Was that the song?
No, he's saying, it was Bob Seger. Put those old records. Rock and Roll Never Forgets, yeah.
Yeah, Rock and Roll. I bet they wanted Springsteen. Yeah. I bet. Bob Seger, by the way, is never... If you hear Bob Seger on a soundtrack, it's they wanted Bruce Springsteen. That's a fact, and that's a movie business behind the scenes.
Really?
Fact. Yep.
The Springsteen.
For example, most famously, the movie Mask. The kid, the character in the movie Mask was obsessed with Springsteen, and they couldn't get the rights.
And they had? Did they make it so that he was obsessed with Bob Seger?
Yep. Wow. He's everybody's second choice.
Interesting Hollywood fact. Thank you, Andy Breckman.
Well, it's a Hollywood fact.
Yeah.
You can't call it interesting without evidence.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey there. How are you doing?
Hey, is this Meyer?
This is Max.
Hey, Max. How you doing?
Pretty good. So is it still the car song, or is it now the Being Home Alone song?
It's the car song. What the hell is that noise?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But so I guess for me, first of all, the whole thing with Gary Glitter.
Yeah.
I think that thing happened with, there's a whole thing where there's that host Jimmy Savile, I think.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Savile, yeah.
Savile. So I think that Gary Glitter and then that guy who did the Knock Me Wallaby Down sport, the Australian guy, they both got caught.
Rolf Harris. Oh, really? Rolf, so like Jimmy Savile was like a Jeffrey Epstein kind of guy?
Yeah, like, or, yeah.
Are we talking about like 9-year-old kids? Or are we talking about like 16-year-old girls that come backstage?
I think that.
Jimmy Savile wasn't very picky, Andy. He was the guy who did Top of the Pops in the UK. Really weird, really weird looking guy. Yeah.
I know Tie Me Kangaroo Down, Boy. Yeah, I know that song.
Rolf Harris. Yeah.
That's not a song I would sing alone in the car. I wouldn't crank that song up.
No?
No. That would not.
That well, you're right. All the kids would jump out of the van immediately if you started singing that song.
unless by kangaroo he meant my 9-year-old neighbor.
Woof.
Okay, Max, what's your song?
My song would be Mr. Blue Sky.
Oh, by ELO. Great song.
No. You got to sing The Long Run by the Eagles. You know, I don't understand why you don't treat yourself better. You do the crazy things that you do.
If Jeff Lynne had the Eagles, I would sing that song any day. But I think I'm going to have to stick with...
Oh, I'm so glad you called. I'm so glad we had this conversation. Now you know what song to sing.
Okay, good to know.
Do you want the instrumental intro to Mr. Blue Sky?
Sure. No, the ending is long. Both of them are long, I guess. Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, here we go.
That's pretty good.
I can't hear it, but I can see it.
Okay, go ahead. The sun is shining.
Sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud in the sky. Everybody else is saying, don't you know? It's 70 today. Hey.
Good job, Max.
Thank you.
Yeah, very. That sounded just like the real thing.
Yeah.
But when does he sing Kind of Bent, But We Ain't Breaking?
Does he sing
Kind of Bent, But We Ain't Breaking?
Is that from that song?
Well, that's what every song should have. Well, we're scared, but we ain't shaking. We're kind of bent, but we ain't breaking. In the long run.
You're talking about Long Run again.
Yeah, no. It was
we're talking about ELO now, Mr. Blue Sky.
We're trying to talk about the Long Run, Ken.
I'm trying to avoid the Long Run as much as possible.
Did you ever hear Randy Newman's song about how ELO was formed?
No.
Oh, my God.
He did a song about it? Hey, Max, thanks. Andy has a very long story now, so we're going to say goodbye. But thanks for the call, Max.
Yeah. Wait, man.
Andy, tell me the story.
He has a whole song. Wait, what is the name of the song?
About how
ELO was formed.
Out of the move, you mean? Out of the dust of the move? Or is he just make it up?
Oh, it was called The Story of a Rock and Roll Band. That's the name of the song. It was off his album Born Again. I think Randy Newman's son was an ELO fan. And so dad wrote a song about the band. Oh, you got to love Randy Newman.
There it is, The Story of a Rock and Roll Band by Randy Newman. I'm not going to play it, though.
Oh, play it later. Play it on your way home after you play the long run.
I'll play a little bit of it. Oh, listen to that. It sounds just like ELO. There was six fine English boys. Okay. Enough of that. Does it really talk about, like, the move and Jeff Lynne and...
I don't remember, but I think you'll love it.
Roy Wood and all that.
How come you're playing everybody else's song, but not the long run?
I can't find the long run online anywhere.
You little liar!
You know how litigious those Eagles are!
Why, have they ever come after you about your tattoo?
Let me see if the Eagles are on my service here.
I know they're on your left arm.
Yeah, no, all there is like live recordings of Take It Easy.
Oh, shut up. Just go on YouTube or something. You just shut up. You can find it anywhere.
We have Hell Freezes Over. Was that a good album by the Eagles?
No.
Oh, yeah.
It
has a whole bunch of them performing live on MTV. Oh, look at that. It's Tequila Sunrise live on MTV.
No. Just find the long run. Just find it.
Life in the Fast Lane, live on MTV.
Don Henley sings the hell out of the long run. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You gotta, yeah.
And here, okay, here's the long run 2013 remastered.
No! Okay, oh, no, remastered. Okay, yeah. That sounds good. I can't wait. Okay, let's do it.
The Disco Strangler.
No, that's nonsense.
In the City.
Nope, absolute nonsense. Nope.
I Can't Tell You Why.
No, this last album of theirs only had a couple of hits, a couple of songs.
The Greeks Don't Want No Freaks.
No. It's all just filler.
No, that's on the long run. This is the track listing to the long run.
Yeah, from the album.
The Sad Cafe.
No, well, that's okay.
Teenage Jail.
No, they're all just filler. It's only a couple of songs here that
are
you want to play is Heartache Tonight and the long run from that album.
Heartache Tonight's on there. I don't see the long run. I don't even understand.
Oh, shut up.
I don't understand.
It's the title track and the first track.
You're telling me. Why did they call? Why did they name the album after a song that's not on the album?
You could play it if you wanted to.
Maybe it's something about the 2013 remastering of it.
You are just using COVID. You are just using the pandemic as a crutch. You don't want anybody in the studio with you. You don't want anybody looking over your shoulder, calling you out on these things.
I'm lonely, Andy.
Yeah. Just play the long run. Everyone's waiting to hear the long run.
I'm so lonely. Hey, the phone number is 201-209-9368. Are you in a band? We're having a 7-second delay battle of the bands on December 5th. $200 cash prize.
We're going to wait. So everyone at the end of the night, every listener, everyone that's signed in will hold up a number.
Right.
Like we did last week. It worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it worked out great.
And we can tally it up. It'll be 100% transparent. I guess you can vote for yourself, so you won't be shut out. There'll be at least one vote per band. I guess if you have a bunch of friends, they can vote for you. And
Livingston Taylor's going to be there, but he sucks. So you can definitely
$200. And then what else does the winner get? How about some airplay?
Oh, WFMU airplay, heavy airplay.
Will you play the winning band on your show?
Absolutely, I will.
So FMU airplay and $200. Just sign up. And then what kind of audition process is there?
They just have to send me an audio or video of a song or two to ken@wfmu.org.
Do they have to send you a video of the song they plan to do?
No. Nope.
Does the song they plan to do have to be suitable for radio play, for airplay?
There's only one rule about the song that they want to do.
It,
it cannot be The Long Run by the Eagles. You are not allowed to play The Long Run.
So you don't care if anyone listens?
Well, no, they can play any other song in the whole world. That's the only song they're not allowed.
Who's going to tune in knowing that they won't hear The Long Run?
Everybody. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, is this Sam the Appraiser?
Sam the Appraiser.
It's Sam the Appraiser. Welcome, Sam.
I love the show.
Thank you, Sam. We love you.
Thanks, Sam. We love you, too. Although not in the same way.
I should hope not. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird. You're telling me.
Not in that Gary Glittery kind of way.
I have a special song that cheers me up.
Okay, what is it?
Do you crank it up when you're alone in the apartment?
Yeah, big time. And I stare up at the ceiling fan and just blow smoke at it and feel sad.
And that song is?
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong.
Oh, he's doing it my way.
Whether I find my place in
no, it's I've got to be me.
Oh, I've got to be me, yeah. Yeah. Well, we're talking.
Got
we're
to be me.
Yeah.
Gotta be me.
That's not quite what we're talking about, is it, Kenny?
I've got to be me. I'll go alone. That's how it must be. I can't be right for anyone else.
I've got to be me.
I've got to be me.
That's a great one, Sam. I'm with you, Sam. That's a great one.
Yeah. I mean, that's more of a pensive kind of reflective song. That's not a high energy.
Oh, no, I disagree. Sam disagrees even more than I do.
That song before.
You've what?
I've killed people that song. I've stabbed. It gives me a lot of energy.
Yeah.
You mean you've gone on a little rampage with that song?
Yeah, I do more stabbing per minute to that song than any other song. Like, but I get more jabs in.
It really? Because
I guess that is. I guess that could be a serial killer's theme song.
But it's actually very few beats per minute, so if you're stabbing to the beat, I would think it's not the most effective song.
You're giving
no,
your victim
a chance. No, it's kind of like cut time.
To wriggle away.
Oh, I see. It's more of an adventure.
You use your
you know what? If I was alone, on a city street and it was 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And a guy was walking toward me and he was singing "I've Got to Be Me" to himself.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right. I'd be scared to death.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, for one thing, it could be Sam the Appraiser.
What do you have against self-actualization?
Yeah, Andy.
I think this is a pretty scary song.
What have you got? What have you got against self-actualization, Andy?
It's the kind of song I could imagine Malcolm McDowell singing to himself in Clockwork Orange.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, what did he? There was the fifth. There was Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
Yeah, but then he sang some kind of pop song.
Right. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts or something as he was killing people.
How great is that movie?
Yeah, that is a great movie. All right, thank you, Sam the Appraiser.
You know who hates that movie?
Who?
My 4-year-old nephew. Hates it. Kept wanting to leave the room. I had to physically hold him down.
That's not the kind of movie you want to show a 4-year-old. Clockwork Orange? There's rape.
He just hated it.
There's rape and murder and torture in that movie?
I see what you're saying.
Don't show that movie to a 4-year-old.
Well, it's easy in hindsight, of course.
Man, get out of the van once in a while. Jesus, man. Damn. Phone number here is 201-209.
How do we get away with this? Is it because it's because you're the boss? Because you're the station manager?
That does help.
It sure does help. My advice to any would-be comic, any would-be performer, partner up with the guy that owns the club.
Yeah. That does help.
It's a get out of jail free card.
When people complain about stuff they heard on WFMU.
Wait, it's perfect. They complain to you.
Well, they complain to me. I tell them, write a letter to my mother. Her name is Mrs. Friedman, care of WFMU. And I still have a lot of unopened letters to my mother.
You do.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Zane in New York.
Hey, Zane.
Hey, great job on Saturday.
Yeah, good set Saturday night. Good comedy.
Man, I would pay to see you do, you know, a half hour. That really made me laugh.
Oh, thanks.
How many times have you performed, Zane?
Three. That was my third.
Wow.
Good job. Keep it up.
Really fantastic.
Keep it up, Zane.
Are you gonna continue to perform as you go through college and?
I'm gonna try to. I'll try my best to.
Yeah, steal a lot of Andy's jokes.
I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're yours if for what they're worth. Now, where are you going to school? What city?
I don't know yet. I haven't gotten through all that.
Is that a factor though when you're thinking about college? Like, does the city support stand up and performing?
I feel like there's a stand-up scene, like not as prevalent as like some other places, but I feel like there's some scene everywhere you go, kind of.
In every large city. Boston is famous for it, of course. New York and L.A. and
Chicago.
Chicago is famous for it. Oh, man, I would buy stock in you. You were really funny.
Well, it just so happens you can, but...
$1,000, I'm going to pay you back eventually.
Yeah, I'm selling Zane stock certificates, Andy.
I'm in.
How many would you like?
How much are they?
$1,000 a piece.
Okay, then.
How many would you like?
None.
I thought you wanted to buy stock in Zane.
Well, that was before you called my bluff. You embarrassed me and my friend Zane.
I see.
I guess that was your intention.
Well, Zane was not aware that I was selling stock in him, but I think he's cool with it. Right, Zane?
Sure, you can be my manager.
Yeah. I'm going to give Zane.
Wouldn't you love to go back in time and find the Beatles playing at the Cavern in Liverpool and saying, and just say, here's $4,000. All I want is 1% of your future earnings. I bet they'd take it, right? They were 19 years old or something, right?
Yeah. They would have taken it.
That would be the first thing you do with a time machine? Get rich quick scheme?
Yeah. Andy would go to the Cavern Club.
And, no, it wouldn't be the first thing, but it would be on my list.
Wait outside.
I would go to Ford Theater in 1865 and watch the show.
The show never ended, you know.
And watch Our American Cousin.
That wasn't the best performance that night. You know, if you had been there the night before, they got through the whole play. That night, they didn't.
No, the night, the worst performance was the next night. After Lincoln was shot, when they had to go back up the next night.
Oh, God.
They were very distracted.
You know, that would be interesting to find out. That actually would be really fascinating to find out whether they performed the next night.
They did not perform the next night.
How do you know?
When I was at SNL, I tried to write a sketch about the audience at Ford Theater after the assassination at the box office trying to get their money back.
And SNL said no. Lorne Michaels said no to that.
I don't remember if I kicked that idea around, but never wrote it, or wrote it and it never flew.
It's a great idea.
I did have one sketch that got on of a time traveler. I can't remember who played it. A time traveler who went back in time to save Lincoln, went to Ford Theater, and entered the theater and became so engrossed in the play
that he forgot.
That he forgot. And suddenly there was a gunshot from the balcony.
That's funny. That is funny.
Yeah, it used to be very funny.
Yeah.
Before you and I met.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I've read about those times.
Yeah, I wish you knew me back then.
So, Zane, what's your Sing in the Car song?
There's an artist called Oliver Tree, and he has one breakout hit, which I very much like.
What is it?
It's called Alien Boy.
All right, belt it out.
I fell down to earth from 100 miles away, and somehow I still make it work, but it's overrated and somehow played out.
I'm gonna stop there. It gets better, but I'm gonna stop there.
Oh, there it is. You've brought the song up, Zane.
A Tyrannosaurus. It's a very good song. Very easily sing-alongable.
Good job, Zane.
Sorry, I was distracted. Beth was texting me.
Yeah, what did
what was how did Zane do? What were you guys talking about?
Well, let's focus on your text from Beth. What did Beth have to say in the text?
She's I don't know.
Is she talking about Zane? Is she saying that you're
No,
you're not being nice enough to Zane?
She feels very free to just text me during the show.
Right, but what does she say?
Well, to be fair, this show is her idea, so I guess she feels she has the right to interrupt. But she says, oh, Evan has a song. I guess Evan is too shy to call, my son Evan. But Beth is telling me what Evan's song is.
And what is it?
But I don't know when Evan doesn't drive. He's 14 years old, and he's not I guess he's alone. I guess he goes for walks and jogs, so I guess that might be when he sings. His song is, I've never heard of it. This might be a typo. Me, Blue Sky. Could it be Mr. Blue Sky? Me, Blue Sky? Is there such a song?
There might be. But more likely it's,
it's miswritten.
Because E is next to R, so my guess is that it is Mr. Blue Sky, which we
Is there such a song as Mr. Blue Sky?
We just were singing that song. ELO.
We were?
Yeah, ELO, Mr. Blue Sky.
Oh, was that called Mr. Blue Sky?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's just correct. Yeah, Mr. Blue Sky. Okay, so Evan is also. So I see this is something I learned about my own family.
Uh-huh.
I got to get home sometimes.
Well, you got a lot of families.
It's a nice reminder. Yeah, I have that family in Rochester.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you do it. But you should try to give all your families a little bit of time. Not fair playing favorites.
I wish they'd all agree to vacation together.
Hey, Zane, thanks for the call. Thanks for the set. And thanks for the pledge. We saw that
I'll
pledged.
I'll check my $1,000 soon.
Yes. Oh, yes. You'll get 10 cents on the dollar on all the Zane stock certificates, I promise.
Zane, it's like we've watched you grow up. And aren't we proud of him, Kenny?
Yes, we are. I am proud of Zane. Thanks to Scott in Vermont making a nice pledge to WFMU in 7 second delay.
And you know what else I feel, Ken?
What?
I feel like I've watched you grow up.
Really?
Yeah. We go back now 25.
No, almost 30 years. Next year it'll be 30 years.
Wait, I'm 65. You're a little younger, right? So
yeah.
You were in your early 30s.
Right.
Aw, little Kenny. Aw, my little buddy.
But you don't even remember when.
I love you, little Kenny.
You don't even remember when we met.
I know you. I only remember because you've told the story.
Right.
I don't even remember you telling the story.
Well, I'm not telling it now. Hi, you're
on. I remember talking about you telling the story.
Do you
remember you actually telling the story?
The movie we saw together the day we met. Do you remember?
I know
that?
We were in Michigan and we went out to a movie. Yes, I only remember because you've told it.
So you do remember the movie?
I remember the story, not the actual movie or the incident.
Really? You don't remember the movie we saw?
Do you remember anything about that movie?
Yes, I remember it. Like I remember it photographically.
It was called Nighthawks.
Nighthawks by Sylvester Stallone, starring the Roosevelt Island Tram and Euro Trash Terrorists.
Okay, and tell me who was Sylvester Stallone? A good guy or a bad guy?
Good guy.
Name one other actor in Nighthawk.
Rutger Hauer.
I think that's right.
Yeah, I think he was the terrorist.
Were we watching it alone or was it a group?
No, we went to a movie theater and saw Nighthawk.
But alone, like just you and me?
Yeah, just you and me, buddy.
But why did we pick Nighthawks?
That's what you wanted to see.
Because we were being ironic?
No, because you were, at the time, a big fan of Rutger Hauer.
Yeah, that phase lasted 2.5 weeks.
Oh, you used to watch Blade Runner over and over and over again.
That was my Rutger Hauer weeks.
Yeah.
I grew out of that pretty quick.
God, man, you were dressing up as him and everything for a while there.
Yeah, you want to hear something really weird?
Yeah.
I met him years later. Turns out he used to dress up as me.
Whoa! Oh, yeah. My God. What are the chances of that?
one in 50.
I would have thought slimmer than that.
Oh, hey, you know who wrote me back?
Who?
Well, speaking of what are the chances, the guy who wrote The Drunkard's Walk.
Oh, good. The probability author.
Yeah, the guy. He's smart. He hangs out with Feynman and the physicist in the wheelchair. Well, what was his name?
Hawking. They're both dead.
Hawking.
Yeah, Feynman and Hawking are both dead.
Yeah, but this guy.
He hung out with them before.
Leonard. I'm going to mispronounce his name. But he wrote me back.
All right. Good news.
I invited him to be a guest on our show.
Excellent. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Who's this?
This is Noel.
Hey, Noel.
I've got the perfect song for singing in the car.
All right. What is it?
The song when you're alone in the car.
It's heard it in a love song by Marshall Tucker, but you have to sing Pretty Little Love Song.
It's a Marshall Tucker tune?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What is
How's that go?
Heard it in a love song, but you have to go Pretty Little
Heard
Love
It in a Love Song. Yeah, I know that song.
It works either way you sing it. You can sing it right or you can sing it wrong, and it doesn't matter. You're still singing, the same song.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it.
We're listening.
Yeah, that's it.
This is it, Andy. Go ahead, sing it.
I ain't never been with a woman long enough, or my boots get old. But these days get so long, we both need resold. If I ever settle down, you'd be my kind. And if a good time, please head on down the line. And then you go, Pretty Little Love Song. And the piano goes, Pretty Little Love Song. Pretty Little Love Song. Can't be wrong.
Keep going, man. The chorus is coming up.
I can't remember.
Here it is. Here's the chorus.
Heard it in a love song.
Love song.
Oh, okay, there it is. Okay, I got a hit.
Love song.
Heard it in a love song.
Ain't me wrong. There you go.
Oh, that's
great. You
gotta
sing it real, real southern.
That's great.
Well, that's the sweetest, most positive entry of the night.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And by the way, it was Singing in the Rain on the Clockwork Orange.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, of course, Singing in the Rain.
Well, that didn't play as well in the focus group, Ken.
Right.
He took it right away from Fred.
Yeah, they reshot that whole sequence.
Thank you, Marshall Tucker. Great job.
Right on.
Was great.
Yeah, I used to love Marshall Tucker.
Oh, my God. Well, so now that's a guy you can hang with, guy, the last caller.
Yeah.
That guy seems to be pretty high-functioning.
Yep.
Happy with himself.
Yep. Didn't mention the Eagles once. Fantastic. Perfect call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey,
who's this? Who's this?
Yeah, this is Frank from Pittsburgh. Oh, I wish I was Danger right now.
Oh, hey, Frank.
Thought. And you love the show?
Oh, I love the show. Listen every week.
Oh, thanks, brother.
And Frank,
what's your favorite verse of The Long Run? You're calling about The Long Run, the Eagles song?
Oh, I don't like the Eagles, sorry.
We have a terrible connection. It sounded like you just said, I don't like the Eagles.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, it's not that I don't like them.
I was talking about the Eagles, the California singer-songwriter. Eagles.
Yeah, no, he doesn't care for them.
I'm talking about the Eagles from the 70s in California.
That I absolutely hate. Well, it's not the Eagles. It's the one where, the guy gets lost and, he has a Maserati and he just complains the whole time. That's Eagles,
Oh, that's
isn't it?
Joe Walsh, yeah. That's the Joe Walsh tune, yeah.
Life in the Fast Lane?
No, it was that Joe Walsh hit. I can't remember the name of it. My Maserati does 195. That song,
Yeah, the Eagles did that. He did that with the Eagles.
No, that was just Joe Walsh, I think.
No. The song you just sang he sang with the Eagles.
I don't think so.
I'll bet you anything.
He picked up a scratch band, and they called themselves the Eagles, but they weren't really the Eagles, Andy.
Oh, man,
I wish you could get it.
Oh, please bet me. Oh, please, God. Please, God, make this man bet me.
All right. What? So what's your song, caller?
No, no. Is this a song you listen to when you're angry or when you're driving?
Either.
I guess either? Or both.
Oh, what I have my songs that I belt out in the car are anger songs. So those are okay.
See, I drive to relax.
It's called Life's Been Good. Wait.
Life's Been Good. Right. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You're right. He sang it on us on one of his solo albums, but he sang it with the Eagles all the time, too.
No, he didn't.
He did when they gave him a song in concert.
Yeah. He never did that with the Eagles.
Oh, shut up. Shut him up, somebody.
Well, I mean,
this is the downside of partnering up with the show, man. With the
well, I guess there's
manager.
Two of them. It's usually Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. Limp Bizkit. Like right.
That's like what I like whenever I'm leaving work.
And which
I'm
song?
Angry about the day.
Which song?
Angry about life.
Yeah. Which song by Limp Bizkit?
It's usually Break Stuff or Nookie. Probably Break Stuff.
Yeah, Break Stuff. Definitely Break Stuff.
Let's hear a little taste. I'm not familiar.
You're not familiar with Limp Bizkit, Andy?
I'm keen to learn.
Okay.
But Limp Bizkit, this is the song that caused a riot at Woodstock 99.
Go ahead, belt it out.
Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. No human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, mother lover. It's just one of those days.
My favorite part of this call, by far, is a picturing in my mind, imagining the riot at Woodstock 99.
Oh, a lot of fires.
Oh, yeah, they tore down the whole sound system.
Ah!
They were, like, using it to, like, ride across the crowd.
Oh, there was, like, oh, what's become of the Woodstock Nation? Oh, poor Joni Mitchell.
Oh, Andy, come on. Woodstock 99 was just, that was one of many Woodstocks.
Did Joni Mitchell write a song about Woodstock 99?
Yeah, she did.
I'd love to hear that.
She
song.
Did.
I would love to hear her collaborate with Fred Durst.
Woodstock 99, the riots and the fires. Oh, how far we've come.
And the $12 bottles of water. Okay,
yes.
Thanks for your call.
Yeah.
Oh, we only have a couple of minutes left. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
this
who's
is
this?
Kurt in London.
Who is this?
This is Kurt.
Hey, Kurt.
Calling from London.
Calling from the future.
Yeah.
So Kurt, I know that you sit on the other side of the seat than we do, but you still belt out songs in the car. Am I right?
Just on the other side of the car. The other side
of the car.
Right, the other side. Yeah, you're correct sitting on the right side. So what's the song?
No, he's sitting on the wrong side.
I like to sing I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. And I'm too sexy for my car. Too sexy for my car. Too sexy by far. Cause I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah,
on the catwalk.
On the catwalk. Yeah,
I do my little trip on the catwalk. Andy loves that song, too. I love that song.
I guess I've heard it, but who sings I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt?
Right Said Fred. I believe it's his only hit, probably, right?
Yeah.
No, he was never in the Eagles. I'm looking at them. I'm looking at the members of the Eagles here, the list.
Yeah.
He refused the Eagles, man. The Eagles offered him a spot, and he said no.
No, yeah, they kicked out J.D. Souther, I think, and they offered the spot to Fred. By that point,
yeah,
Fred already...
He's like, bugger off, mate.
Yeah, he already had a hit.
Guys, we have lots of fun on the show. It's fun to joke around, but we don't make fun of the Eagles.
Thank you, UK.
That's crossing the line.
Guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
On the air?
Yeah, time for one more. Quick, give it to us.
All right, it's Trent Reznor's None With a Gun.
Okay, belt it out.
Do you know that song, Kenny?
Nope.
It's like, none, 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 none with a gun, none with a gun, none with a gun, none, 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 none with a gun, none with a gun, none with a gun.
If a guy's singing that song and he wants to, like, cut into your lane, cut in front of you, let him cut.
It's not a real song Trent Reznor made. I made it up.
Oh, he made it up. None with a gun.
but I do see. I found it.
Is it real?
Yeah, none with an MFing gun. Whoops.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Hey Kenny.
Yeah.
We have a few minutes left. Let's plug our big Battle of the Bands again.
Yes, we're doing Battle of the Bands on Zoom, modeled like the 7 Second Delay Talent Show, which was such a big success.
It's a real contest at the end of the night. Right. Everyone listening will hold up a pad of paper with a number on it. They will be voting for their favorite band.
And if you have a band, we're just looking for bands, not solo acts, because I'm just worried that a solo act might just be somebody sitting at a laptop. So we're looking for bands.
The winning band will go home with
$200.
I can't even say go home because you'll probably be performing from your home.
Yeah, they'll be home already.
You don't even have to go home. The winning band will be Venmo $200 and there'll be a pledge from Ken, the stage manager, never to play your music on WFMU.
No, I'll play their music often.
No, they don't want. No, Ken. You don't under. Okay.
No, I am.
We'll talk later.
Okay.
Ken, bands would want a pledge from you.
That I wouldn't play?
Yeah, I can. Not on that station.
So they want $200 in a pledge that I'll never play them?
I don't know. Well, why do bands call this? Why do bands call the station the Kiss of Death? You tell me.
They don't call that. Nobody calls it the Kiss of Death.
Oh, not to your face. Not when you're in the room.
Oh, are you serious? They really do that?
Yeah, buddy.
Well, Andy,
why don't we give the band a choice? Either they could get airplay or no airplay.
Well, thanks for hanging out tonight. We're in the time of Weekly World Blues. Andy, we'll see you next week. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Do everybody feel all right? Do everybody feel all right? You say you feel all right. You say you feel all right. I just want to say, I just want to say, somebody help him. I just want to say now, you know the night. Are you the right time? Be with the one you love. Yes, come on, baby. Walk by my side. Oh, you know I need you, baby. Oh, to be my guide. Yeah, because the night, every day's my time, darling. You're the one you love, and you're the one I'm thinking of. Well, if my mother had to die, and my father had to left his poor child at home, yeah, come on, baby, walk by my side. And you know I need you, baby. Oh, look at my God. Yeah, because the night time, every day's the right time, darling. The one you love, and you don't know what I'm thinking of. Now I said, baby, oh, baby. So many days I've been so lonely. Yeah. So many days I've been so lonely, baby. Yeah. Ever since you let me, darling, I don't have no one to talk to. Yeah. I don't have no one to walk to, darling. Yeah. I don't have no one to moan to. Yeah. I don't have no one to groan to. Yeah. I need someone to stand up and tell me when I'm lying. Yeah. I need a woman to give me the right peace of mind. Yeah. But I tell you what I'm gonna do. Yeah. I tell you what I'm gonna do now, fellas. Yeah. I'm gonna find myself a new baby. Yeah. My new baby gonna love me early in the morning, love me late at night, and then she gonna tell me everything's alright. She gonna tell me, she gonna tell me, my new baby gonna tell me, you know the night time, oh you the right time. You love, and you don't know what I'm thinking of. Now I said, baby, 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 baby.